7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. My congratulations to all the Muslims around the world who have completed their Hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you, and my felicitations to all of you on the Eid that most of us have passed. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the sacrifices that we have done on this Eid al-Qurban. And obviously the most important Qurban being the Qurban of our lower self, in order to reach the height and in order to reach the peak, which is the true obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because obviously this book is a book that deals with the rulings and regulations that a person should follow while performing Hajj. And as most of our brothers and sisters have performed Hajj and Hajj is finished, inshallah this will be something for them to realize for the next year, if any one of us have been given the opportunity to go for their blessed journey to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we are in still the month of Zilhijjah, and it's still obviously the month in which Hajj took place, it may be something wise that, you know, at least we get a bit more acquaintance with some of the rulings and regulations, that hopefully if we are, as we mentioned previously, granted that blessed permission to enter the sanctuary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we go more prepared. But obviously, reading it now will require us to read it again in order to refresh our memories, unless we have a very strong memory. Inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be introducing this book a bit further. Please stay tuned.
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
إن الحمد
إن الحمد
والنعمة
والنعمة
لك والملك
لك والملك
لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك اللهم لبيك
لبيك لا شريك لك
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك
إن الحمد
إن الحمد
والنعمة
والنعمة
لك والملك
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled A Guidebook for Women on Rites of Hajj by Razia Batul Najafi. This book was originally written in Farsi and was then translated into English by Huma Hassan Jafri. And it was published by the World Ahle Bayt Women's Organization, that is based in the holy city of Qum. This is a guidebook, and it was hoped that this would be from a series of guidebooks that would aim to answer all the questions a woman may have in relation to Islamic issues, in order to help them gain more ma'rifat, more knowledge, and to increase their spirituality in their religious acts. The rulings that a person will read in this guidebook are based upon the rulings of Ayatollah al-Uzma, Sayyid Ali Husseini al-Sistani. So therefore, those who follow other maraja, this will not benefit you in any way whatsoever. For example, those who follow Ayatollah al-Uzma, Sayyid Khamenei, or any other of the esteemed maraja, please refer to your own maraja in this regard. Obviously, this book aims to show that between men and women, there are certain differences when it comes to particular acts and rituals. For example, when it comes to Hajj, there are certain things that are specific for men and there are certain things that are specific for women. However, what should be noted is that even as you read the book, you will see that the majority of the rulings are, you know, the same between men and women. But there are certain things that are very specific to men and very specific to women. One example is the ihram, what a man should wear and what a woman can wear, basically. And another thing is what is forbidden for a woman. For example, one of the things that is forbidden for a woman to do while in ihram is to cover her face. What are the rulings behind it? What are the regulations behind it according to the verdicts of Ayatollah al-Uzma, Sayyid Sistani? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to get more ma'rifat and more, you know, knowledge of this divine act, which is the act of Hajj. And inshallah, in our next episode, we will see that the author actually brings a very beautiful point. And she shows the significance of certain women in the rituals of the Hajj. So inshallah, until our next segment, please stay tuned.
All across ocean it lives, incumbent on all men is the pilgrimage to Mecca, fifth pillar of Islam, in the footsteps of Muhammad, the last prophet of Allah. Bow down, bow down and praise Allah. First sight of the Kaaba. Break down, break down and praise Allah. Bow down, bow down and praise Allah. First sight of the Kaaba. Bow down and praise Allah. Makkah, Mukarramah. Break down. Break down and praise Allah.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We've been discussing the book, A Guidebook for Women on Rites of Hajj, compiled by Razia Batul Najafi and translated by Huma Hassan Jafari. This book deals with the jurisprudential issues, a large part of the book deals with it, from the verdicts of Ayatollah al-Uzma Sayyid Sistani. But one of the chapters of the book actually deals with the relationship between certain women in history and some of the acts that are performed during Hajj. And this is where we will read from. It is something very interesting that I came across. First, congregational prayers. Salatul Jama'at, the Holy Mosque, and Lady Khadija, Salamullah alayha. Whenever the pilgrim views the impressive gathering of thousands in the congregational prayers, he is reminded of the first such prayer in Islam, the one where the mother of all mu'mineen, true believers, along with Imam of all mu'mineen, offered her prayers behind Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The fruit of that small congregation can be seen in the gathering of this huge congregation of thousands from all over the world. Giving birth to Imam Ali alayhi salam inside the Holy Kaaba and Lady Fatima bint al-Asad. While circumambulating, pilgrims tried to kiss the walls of Holy Kaaba. They tried to rub their sins away and make themselves pious by rubbing with its walls. This sight reminds one of a great mother. Kaaba is also like a mother. Makkah is given the name of Umm al-Qura, mother of all cities, because of Kaaba. Like a mother gathers all her children into her arms without any distinction, so does Kaaba, welcomes all pilgrims without the distinction of rich or poor, old or young, black or white, men or women. The mother of whom we are reminded is the mother of our first Imam, alayhi salam, Lady Fatima bint al-Asad, a lady of such high piety that she became a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his own house. It was in preparation of welcoming one of the greatest personalities on earth. A special door was opened in the wall of Kaaba for the arrival of Door of Knowledge. Inshallah, until our next episode, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
فيه